This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Germany have signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi yesterday after the delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange and mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German Green Hydrogen Roadmap along with innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for a mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged three joint declarations of intent in the fields of employment and labour, research and development on advanced materials, and green urban mobility partnership. In the joint press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to restoration of peace in the wake of ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia. He said these conflicts are matters of concern for India and Germany, and India's view has always been that problems cannot be solved through war. Highlighting the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Germany, the Prime Minister said the Innovation and Technology Roadmap has been launched. In a statement, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz highlighted the strategic partnership between Germany and India. He said both the nations are growing together with innovation, mobility, and sustainability. The inaugural cyber dialogue between India and Italy took place in New Delhi yesterday. This bilateral meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary Cyber Diplomacy, Ministry of External Affairs, Amit Shukla. The Indian delegation included officials from the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Indian Computer Emergency Response Team. The Italian delegation comprised of representatives from the National Cyber Security Agency, the Postal Police and Cyber Security Service, as well as the Embassy of Italy in New Delhi. This dialogue takes forward the decision taken during the state visit of Italian Prime Minister to India in March last year, where both leaders agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in the cyberspace. During the dialogue, both sides exchanged views on cyber threat landscape and national cyber strategies. The two sides also discussed protection of critical information infrastructure and mechanisms for capacity building initiatives. Both sides also explored collaborative opportunities in multilateral forums, particularly concerning recent developments in the cyber domain at the United Nations. Both sides agreed to enhance cooperation between their respective agencies to foster a safe and resilient cyberspace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the demise of noted physicist Rohini Godbole. Mr. Modi hailed her as a pioneering scientist and innovator who was a strong votary of more women in the world of science. He added that her academic efforts will continue to guide the coming generations. In view of the Diwali and Chhath Puja festivals, Northern Railway will operate 195 additional trips of special trains from today until 7th November for the convenience of passengers. These trains, which especially depart for the eastern regions of the country, will be available from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in the national capital. Talking to Akashwani News, Northern Railway General Manager Ashok Kumar Verma said that more than 1,70,000 additional seats will be available for the comfortable travel of passengers this year. He added that around 54,000 seats for unreserved category passengers have also been increased in these special trains. Scientists at the Agarkar Research Institute in Pune have developed new non-toxic molecules for treating Alzheimer's disease. The team utilized a combination of synthetic, computational and in vitro studies that could be effective in the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases. In cricket, New Zealand have scored 198 for 5 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of second test against India at Pune. The visitors now have a lead of 301 runs. Earlier, Mitchell Santner's 7-wicket haul sent hosts back to pavilion one after another without much change on the scoreboard. And that is the end of this news bulletin.